Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. We want to start today with state and Worcester officials cheering this afternoon for the team that may soon be known as the Woo Sox.
Today, I am excited and pleased to announce that the AAA affiliate of the Boston Red Sox will be coming to the city of Worcester.
That's Worcester Mayor Joseph Petty, who was among those outlining the tentative deal to move the Red Sox minor league affiliate, the Pawtucket Red Sox, or the Paw Sox, from Rhode Island to Worcester. But Rhode Island officials are already crying foul. For more on the announcement, let's go to WBUR reporter Quincy Walters, who's in Worcester. Hi there, Quincy.
Hey, Deborah.
So what happened at City Hall this afternoon? What's going on with this deal?
So there was an announcement made today, and there was standing room only here in City Hall. People from the Massachusetts legislature, people from Worcester City Council were here. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito was here to all hear this announcement that the Paw Sox will be moving to Worcester in 3 years.
So they would stay in Pawtucket until 2021, and then they would be playing in Worcester?
Yes, that's correct. And there's kind of, haven't been able to talk to anybody from Pawtucket to see how they'll feel about a team that has kind of shunned them playing in their town for the next 3 years. But I'm sure there's some reaction to that.
Yeah, well, we did get some reaction from the governor of Rhode Island that we'll talk about in just a minute. Let's first talk about what happened in Worcester, because the big question here has been money. Now, Rhode Island was offering about $38 million in taxpayer dollars for the team, and the team apparently had agreed to about another $40 million for a new stadium. And you mentioned Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito today, and this is what she said. I think we have a clip of her saying that the state is putting up some money for this deal. Let's listen.
I'm thrilled to be able to come today on behalf of the governor, on behalf of our administration, to announce that we will commit $35 million to the over the next 2 to 3 years for the infrastructure that's needed to redevelop this area of the city.
Okay, so $35 million from this state, Quincy, is what Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito announced at this press conference in Worcester today. Do we know what other monies might have been used to lure the Pawtucket Red Sox to Worcester?
I did not catch that. I guess the announcement is still going on. I had to duck out to do this. But Ed Augustus, who's the city manager for Worcester, was kind of saying that this project is something that will pay for itself. He says that not a significant amount of taxpayer money will be used for it. And a lot of the plan is to use it as sort of a concert venue, a place where people can do polling for this new stadium, and also a place where they can have community events.
So the plans would definitely be a new stadium built in Worcester that would be used for other city functions. Was there a location also outlined for this? I mean, are they that specific?
Right. So they want to build it in Worcester's Canal District. It's an area near downtown. Lieutenant Governor Polito said it's an opportunity to redevelop an industrial site that has been dormant for too long. A lot of hip, trendy restaurants are popping up there. This is also part of the city of Worcester's sort of redevelopment plan. So along with the stadium, they plan to build hotels, restaurants. So it's a pretty big deal.
Have we heard anything from the team about this move yet? You say this press conference is still going on. Any word from the team?
I left just as someone from the team was getting ready to start talking.
Well, you mentioned.
A lot of public support and interest from the people of Worcester. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of mention of postcards. I guess the people from Worcester have sent thousands of postcards to the Paw Sox.
Okay, but we still don't know at this point what we're talking about in terms of a financial deal to try to get them. We know about this $35 million that we heard the lieutenant governor say, but we don't know if they're is anything from Worcester specifically to try to get the Pawtucket Red Sox to move to Worcester, at least not yet.
Right.
Okay. I want to mention that because Rhode Island, of course, has been negotiating this for quite some time. The governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo, spoke earlier today to WPRI-TV in Rhode Island and said, you know what, this isn't over yet. So let's listen to what she said.
I want him to stay in Pawtucket. I've been very clear about that since the beginning, and I'm going to stay at it until I'm told officially that we're out of the running. They belong in Pawtucket. We have a deal on the table, and my position hasn't changed. I'm going to go down swinging.
Okay, so except for all these sports metaphors that we're saying in this story, Quincy Walters, I mean, I'm wondering, did you hear any mention during this press conference today about the fact that, you know, Rhode Island still considers that there might be a deal, that they may be able to negotiate with the team, and the team has been there since the 70s. So any sort of talk about that yet?
No, there was no talk of sort of what Rhode Island is going to be dealing with. I did talk to a fan earlier, and he said that it's kind of Rhode Island's fault for losing the WUSOX because a measure passed in the General Assembly that failed to include bonds that would be needed for their proposal. So there's kind of that sentiment, but the mood here is kind of that it's a done deal.
Right. Well, we should say we also got a statement from the president of the Senate in Rhode Island, who said that he felt the Senate legislation was fair to the team and beneficial to the state and to taxpayers in Pawtucket. And he also said he was extremely disappointed that he felt that lawmakers there did everything they could to try to keep the Pawtucket Red Sox in Rhode Island. So I'm just wondering, a done deal, perhaps, in terms of Rhode Island going back to the table, but what about getting through in Worcester? I'm assuming this needs some sort of public hearing and city approval as well. Is that right, Quincy?
Yeah, so it seems that most, if not all, of Worcester's city council members were here. City Councilor Candy Merrill Carlson, who represents District 2, where the stadium is set to go, said that this is a proud day for the city of Worcester. The person who previously held that spot, she said this was a dream come true for him. And it's sort of that whole, you know, the number one goal or ambition in real estate is location, location, location. And she said that this will help create a neighborhood for Red Sox fans and Worcester residents, a place where people can sit in restaurants next to players who may have thrown a no-hitter the night before.
Any information, Quincy, about financials? What do we know about what the Pawtucket Red Sox brought to Pawtucket in terms of money? And is this what's being touted in Worcester as possibly doing the same thing, and that's why it would be worth a city/state investment?
Well, I do not know that, but Lieutenant Governor Polito said that the Commonwealth is helping in this endeavor. They're kind of touting it as a partnership, and touting it as sort of the Massachusetts way of sort of local governments and state governments coming together for these sorts of projects.
Okay, WBUR's Quincy Walters joining us from Worcester. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Deborah.
And stay with us. Coming up, we're going to review some of the major local news of the week. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.